I'm here with Keely Huxtable, who's just come second in the race for the Northfield constituency, and with Timothy Huxtable, who is Conservative councillor for Bourneville. Keely, first of all, you talked on stage about your age and you were praised by the Labour candidate. Is that any... do you value those kind of comments, even though you didn't win?
Well, I think it's really important to remember that although I didn't win, I've reduced a notional majority of nearly 8,000 to under 3,000 with a swing of approximately 7%. In other circumstances, you know, that would take an awful lot of seats. This is the first general election I've fought, and I think it bodes very, very well for the future indeed.
And do you think we've seen the winning Labour candidates was a young woman in Ladywood. So is the resurgence in interest in politics in young people?
Well, I really hope so. And I think there's been a lot of speculation about the TV debates. And I think that there's obviously been a rise in turnout for voting. Whether that's linked to that, I don't know. We will find out over time. But you know, anything that encourages more youth interest in politics and a new generation of candidates has got to be a good thing. And I think that we are going to slowly see that happening over time.
And given the
economic
worries in South Birmingham, was it local or national issues that dominated what you heard on the streets?
It was a real mixture, to be honest with you. Biggest issues in Northfield was definitely the state of the economy, the size of the debt, the interest we're paying on the debt, as well as more local issues such as what's happening with Rover and why is it stalled for so long.
Tim, just briefly, Bourneville Conservatives have got a result in, hopefully, you know, in your terms, in your favour tomorrow. How is Rob Seeley and his campaign, how has that been in Bourneville?
I've really enjoyed working with Rob over the last year. I look forward very much to working with Rob as a real community champion and real community councillor in Bourneville. As you know, we do a lot of stuff all throughout the year, not just at election time, hammering those local issues which are so important to people. The potholes in the carriageway, the cleanliness of the streets, the removal of graffiti, increased investment in public parks and public open spaces. And I'm absolutely convinced Rob will be a great community champion for Bourneville.
And is the cavalry debate still on the agenda in Bourneville? Has people been talking about that as you've gone round?
I think what has happened, and a lot of people have been very annoyed and upset with what has happened regarding Cadbury's, but we've got to move forward. At least they're still in Bourneville, at least they're still manufacturing chocolate. They're obviously still a major employer and influence the supply chain in the locality. And I've got a good working relationship with Cadbury, and I hope that will continue to the positive benefit of the people of Bourneville Ward.